Psalm 56, verses 8 through 13. That's our psalm as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. This is Psalm 56 was written when the Philistines had seized David in Gath. So David's in a challenging situation when he continues writing this psalm in verse 8. Record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Those who teach that following Christ is a life of health and wealth do a tragic disservice. We live in a fallen world, and Jesus said that we should not be surprised by the trouble we face. Certainly, the prayers of David in the Psalms remind us that sometimes there will be misery, and sometimes there'll be tears. The question is not, will we have challenges? The question is, how will we respond to the inevitable challenges of life? Today's psalm is another exhortation to put our trust in God whose word I praise, David says. When we place our trust in Him, we can live unafraid. So here's my question for you. What causes the anxiety in your heart? What brings on the fear? What drives the sleep away? What causes your mind to be filled with what ifs and what will happen whens? What is causing the misery and the tears? God knows. And He invites you to cast all your heavy burdens on Him. He can handle the load. You can trust Him. Ask Him right now to turn your fear into trust. Father, fear has taken over my thinking and has taken over my emotions. You know the reason. I am scared. I am anxious. I dread what may come. So, Lord, I cast my fear upon You, and I'm asking You to help me do that. I'm not even sure I know how, but I do know that I can't handle this load by myself. So I trust You to take it and replace the burden with Your peace. And I thank You for all You're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.